好，跟住有个议程我想调一调动，由于指挥官呢阵间有要事要提早离开，咁我想将个议程15嗰度呢关于个治安简报嗰度先提上嚟，我哋先讨论呢个先好嘛。咁我哋而家跟住个议程係2017年8月及9月嘅治安简报。咁呢度呢就係由香港警务处提出嘅，咁葵青区议会文件第72/I/2017号嘅。你都喺度请大家散览文件好吗？睇下有冇问题关于治安简报嗰度。指挥官有冇嘢要讲？
Hello. Yeah, just maybe I'll just summarize the paper is tabled. So there was for the period August-September 2017, compared with the same period last year, there was a decrease of 6.8 cases. The detection rate was 49.5%, which is decreased by 11.2%. But compared with the force figure of 44.7, we're doing very well. For the three major decreases we noted of the types of crimes, shop theft, miscellaneous thefts, and unlawful society offences are all down quite significantly. The three major increases noted were for criminal damage and taking conveyance without authority and theft from vehicles. Just to let you know, for the criminal damage cases, quite a lot of debt collection related type cases, like, you know, Lam Yao and things like that. We have now formed up a special team. We call it the ADC T team, anti-debt collection team, which UB officers on loan to CID. So they will come under the command of the Assistant District Commander of Crime. So hopefully with this new team in place, we can prevent cases as well as detect a lot of cases. And we are going for the big fish, not just the people Lam Yao, but the people who hire those people. And so far we've got some special operations lined up. Okay, thank you.
好，请问各位议员有冇跟进提问？周伟雄议员
喺度就先多谢警方，就喺最近喺葵城东发生嗰单，即系先伤害咗个妈妈，跟住再自杀嗰单案，喺处理嘅过程里面就都情理兼备啦。特别系嗰个伤者系入咗医院之后，嗰个嘅除咗查案之余咧，都喺佢嘅支援上面咧，系都俾咗好多功夫。咁但我点解要特别都想讲一讲咧？原因就系其实我喺最近处理好几宗一啲嘅自杀啦，同埋一啲嘅有关精神复康者一啲病发嘅个案里面咧，发现到一种情况就系喺佢哋病发或者系处理做一啲傻事之前咧，其实都曾经试过咧系有一啲嘅情况咧，部分啦系试过报警啦，系嘛，街坊去求向警方求助，而当其时其实有一种情况就系喺警方处理嘅时候咧，发现到佢可能系冇一个即时嘅危险啦，咁就系冇去有一个 follow up。变咗之后咧，可能系隔咗可能一段时间之后咧，就变成一啲惨剧。咁我就都有个大胆啲嘅建议，即系警方会唔会喺内部同即系前线警员喺内部训练里面咧，就住处理一啲精神病患者嘅个案里面，可以揾翻一啲嘅相关嘅政府部门，特别系可能医管局啦，或者社会福利处。做一啲嘅个案嘅转介，及早去面对处理一啲可能係精神病患者係有可能係一啲復發啦，或者係治疗上面甚至乎係家庭纠纷上面，或者係嗰个处理一啲溝通上面出现咗问题嘅时候呢，可以加强个处理，及早处理就减少一啲不必要嘅一啲嘅悲剧发生。咁讲係唔多㗎。
请问指挥官有没有回应？
Yes, thank you for that. In fact, we do some internal training, and some of these courses are arranged by our force psychologists. We also are having, within Kwai Ching District, our own initiative by liaising with some NGOs from the mental hospitals, and they will come and teach our frontline officers how to identify certain things and whether these people are at high risk. And as you know, we have a project called Project New Dawn, and this project, we will look at each case every day when it happens. We will hand it over to, we will discuss it at my level with the divisional commanders, and then the miscellaneous inquiries unit will take over the case, look into it in more detail. And most of the time, we will refer it to the appropriate authorities, like Social Welfare Department, to follow up. Thank you.
Okay. 好，請問大家有冇提問？好，有冇我哋結束呢個事情？啊，多謝，再見。